The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Gotta think a non-title fight would have been stopped by now. Big uppercut.
Don't open your mouth, DC.
Oh, an uppercut. Oh, and there's the knee. How much can one man take?
Come on. We win him.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. I like when we just get started. I already fucked up. We had to restart. Jamal Hill is calling in today. I mixed up Hill and calling us to Jamal Hill. And Bruce Buffer is with us all day. Hi, Bruce. I'm so happy to see you.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you, my brother?
I'm very good. You look thinner than you've... Not that you needed to lose weight, but are you trying to? You look good.
No, you know, when COVID hit, I wanted to get in the best physical and mental shape possible. Everybody's like, I'll sit inside and eat hamburgers and hot dogs, right? Not me. I wanted to get really in great shape. I've always been in good shape, been an athlete my whole life, but I lost like 20 pounds. I rearranged my eating schedule and trimmed down and got in the best shape I've been in practically 20 years. Cause I figured when this COVID thing broke out and we could get outside again, I wanted to be charging like a bull out of a China shop. You know, I wanted to make sure I was in front of everything.
Are you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go
ahead. I was just going to say, doesn't it feel good to be back to somewhat of a normal world?
It does, but I will tell you.
Go ahead.
It does, but I will tell you, you got to be careful. I mean, I went and announced I've already had COVID once during the beginning.
Yes.
You know, and I missed the Abu Dhabi show and it broke my Cal Ripken record. And then I went to do the Fiesta Bowl in Arizona, right? And I announced the Fiesta Bowl, went to a party that night, and two guys came up to me, wanted to take a picture. I said, hey guys, I'm really COVID safe. Just here, stay here. I'll take a shot. And this big lineman looking guy to my right turned around to me and said, there's no COVID. Don't be a bitch. This is New Year's Eve, right? One thing you don't say to me is don't be a bitch. That just sets me off. So anyway, I had a confrontation with him. I cooled it down. I told his buddies to calm it down or I would calm it down. Anyway, it got calmed down, right? 5 days later, I come down with COVID, right? I had it again. I had it again 4 weeks ago. So it's still out there, guys. It's still out there.
But did you say a lineman? Bruce, did you say a lineman said that to you?
He was like, they were a bunch of TCU guys, and he looked like a 25-year-old ex-lineman. He was huge, which is fine. I'd rather have to deal with a bigger guy than a small guy like Matt. Those are the scary guys.
Right. You would have put that big lineman on his back.
I would do what I had to do, Jim, but I'm not trying to sound like a tough guy.
No, I get it.
Don't call me a bitch, okay? That's all I'm telling you.
I know, and I've actually paid to be called a bitch. We're very different people, Bruce.
All I know is if it ever got physical, I would give you more than a puncher's chance.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that very much. I might be 65, and there may be snow on top, but there's still fire in the furnace, Matt.
You know what I was doing there? I was trying to be slick, and I wanted to mention your rum, your bourbon. What is it?
Puncher's chance.
I didn't know you had a bourbon. I should be the prep sheet.
Jimmy, congratulations. This bourbon, I've been looking for 10 years to be beside a spirit. I love bourbon. So long story cut short, my partners were behind Cabo Wabo tequila, Sammy Hagar's tequila, Skinny Girl, and Campari, right? They made the most delicious bourbon. When they called it Puncher's Chance and I met with them, I go, that's what I'm all about. Like, Matt, this is Matt Serra versus George St. Pierre. This is the Puncher's Chance. One punch can change your life. Nobody knows that better than Matt Serra, right?
It's so true.
With that being said, when I tasted it, it's the sweet nectar of the bourbon gods. And long story cut short, we're like the fastest selling, highest rated craft distilled bourbon in America. We've won 6 gold medals. And I just got voted the top 5 best sipping bourbon at its price range in America. And I come out with this 12-year reserve. I just came out with a 14-year reserve called the Left Cross. See how the Jamaican colors on top?
Yeah.
Okay, trivia, guys. Who knocked Mike Tyson down with a Left Cross?
Wait,
this is the first guy ever.
I'm going to say Buster Douglas, or am I incorrect?
I'm going to say Lennox Lewis.
Razor Ruddock.
All right. He was. Didn't they fight to a decision, and Tyson got the decision? Am I crazy?
Yeah, I think that was how it went. But what happened is that we make this in Jamaican rum barrels, right? And this is like almost $200 a bottle, or this is $30 a bottle. This is already sold out. I made 2,000 cases. It's gone. But I made it with the Jamaican thing in mind. The Left Cross is what he hit Tyson with. That's why we call it puncher's chance, the Left Cross.
Very nice.
It's a great business to be in. I'm just going to show Conor McGregor how to do it the proper way. That's just the way it is.
See that? But I like that.
Are you surprised? It's funny. I sometimes am amazed at how little I know about MMA. I think I know what I'm talking about. But here's Bruce, just to sum up where I've been. I thought recently that John Jones would never fight in the octagon again. So he's fighting Ciryl Gane. He's got an 8-fight deal. I also thought there's no way Conor takes this fight against Michael Chandler. Not that he's afraid, but I mean, that's just not a great matchup for him. I think that's a tougher matchup for Conor. And then the fucking 4 days later, they say that the fight's going to happen after they coach. It's just amazing how little I know.
Well, you know, the thing is, and I think Matt will back me up on this. Michael Chandler and Conor together, listen, we're all going to enjoy watching Conor, whether you love him or you don't like him. You know, half like in Ireland, it was once said that half the people like him in his home country, half the people don't. But they're all going to buy the pay-per-view, right?
That's right.
So everybody's going to watch The Ultimate Fighter. This could be the resurgence of The Ultimate Fighter, bring it back up on, you know, huge ratings again. Michael Chandler, I love Michael Chandler. I think he's a great guy. I think it's a bad fight for both in a way, okay, because Michael Chandler is going to go forward, as he always goes forward, and bring the fight to Conor, which Conor likes, okay? What Conor does not like, no matter how much training he's doing, is being put on the ground and wrestling,
right?
Okay? He doesn't need another Khabib situation. So I think the build-up's going to be good. I think Michael Chandler's going to be the cool cat throughout, right? And I can't wait to see that war, because one thing on Michael Chandler, you're always guaranteed the first round's going to be nonstop balls-of-the-wall, pier six brawl, right?
Yeah.
I don't see much different in this one. I don't see these two cats circling each other. I see two bulls coming together like National Geographic, and boom, you know.
I respect Conor for taking this fight a lot. Again,
I give Conor a lot of credit.
Yeah, this is not an easy fight to come back in and take, Michael Chandler. So I have a lot of respect for Conor for taking.
You know what I like? I like that a fine man like Michael Chandler is going to bank $5 million or more, whatever he makes off this.
Yep.
That makes me the happiest cat in the world, because I want every fighter to make 7 figures walking in that auction.
Sure.
But good for you, Michael.
He has nothing to really, he has it. The pressure's on Conor way more than it is on Michael Chandler. Michael Chandler, I don't know how, out of how many of his last fights, how many did he win? I mean, don't get me wrong, all competitive,
right?
Had a chance and almost won everyone. It ain't fucking horseshoes. We know that. So he's got some L's.
Sure.
So he can go in there and fight another savage, which they're all savages at this level,
right?
Especially the top five, and have just as much chance of winning or losing as he does with Conor, except he's going to get a huge fucking payday. If he goes in there and loses to Conor, I'm banking it's going to be competitive, because he's even when he loses, it's always a fucking fight. You know what I mean? It's going to be maybe one of those losses for him, which people are going to love him either way. He's a fan favorite. You know what I mean? And he's not going to let it get to him the way Cowboy did. Cowboy, but Cowboy kind of had a record of that.
He let it get to him. You're right. And he's lost three out of four.
I think Cowboy was a little, no offense, Cowboy. I love Cowboy. But I think Cowboy was a little beat on his way to the octagon that night before he even stepped in the octagon.
Yeah, it's happened before, the main event with him.
It happens.
But it's just the way it is. It's calling it the way you see it. But it's going to be a fun fucking fight.
And it's going to be fun.
But now, I want to just address the real reason why we have the great Bruce Buffer on. And it's a personal reason. Oh. And I don't get jealous easy. But the new budding friendship with you and Ray Longo is getting me a little. Let me tell you, Ray Longo.
I like it.
The other day I was talking to Ray, and he goes, "You know, I'm really getting, I really consider a friend now. I'm getting close with Bruce Buffer." I go, what? Hey, wait, what are you talking about? And he goes, yeah, he's bringing up the time that you, him, and John Attic, when he had the UFC at it was out here. It was in the East Coast. Forgot exactly where. And you guys hung out. You went to dinner, and he was talking about the time you had.
We had a great time. We went to this great Italian restaurant. You know, I'm an East Coast kid. Okay, Philadelphia, right? Yes. I moved to Malibu from Philadelphia when I was 15, which was like culture shock. I never saw blonde girls like that in my life. My hormones are flying. All I want to do is learn how to surf and lose my virginity. It was quite a transition from Philadelphia, right? I learned how to surf first, but everything else followed. So I'm still East Coast at heart, and I'm Italian. So we went to this great Italian restaurant. I'm with one of the coolest Italian guys in the world, Ray Longo. It's kismet, man. We just have this fun time, and Anik and him get along great. Then we went to his dojo afterwards, and they're chit-chatting, and I'm working out on the sidelines, and you know, it was just a great boys' night, you know, like a boys' night out, right?
Longo couldn't say enough about it. And he doesn't like anybody. So there you go.
I know.
Like, I have you on here to see if you were stealing my BFFFFF, but
No, I promise I won't do that. But I need a little time with him once in a while, sir. So just let me have a little Longo time. I get him on my It's Time podcast once in a while, and we laugh our asses off.
He's fun. Yeah, he's a fun guy sometimes.
Just tells it like it is.
Don't eat at his house, though. I don't know if you like eating with a dog on your lap, but you know,
is this dog well behaved, Matt?
Lucky is far. Listen, there's no bad dogs. There's only bad owners.
Yeah,
and you know,
let me tell you, we've had Longo on It's Time Radio, right, the podcast, and we've had this my co-host Sammy Phillips, who he's been on the show with, and we have like a sex and relationship segment one time where people write in questions and want us to answer their questions about sex and relationships. Ooh. Can you picture Ray Longo answering questions about sex and relationships? And he got into it. It was funny as hell. It was funny as hell to get his perspective.
No, he'll be uncensored. That's for sure.
At least. Yeah, you just got to tie her up and spank her. I'd like to get Ray advice from Ray Longo. It's probably good advice. He's married a long time, right?
As long as he doesn't say punch a hole through the chest, we're good.
Oh, yeah. What about Derek Lewis? That was a rough night. Matt, you called it right. I think you took Spivak in the first round. Am I correct?
I think I said first round. I said first couple of rounds.
Good call.
I love that. I was just going over there that head and arm choke with my wife. My wife's been training a lot of jiu-jitsu. So we were just going over that too. So I'm like, look, honey, look at that. And what a beautiful head and arm choke. I love the throw and I love the control, just beautiful control. And just, it led to the submission. It wasn't a rushed submission. He cooked it.
Was it a head and arm choke or was it a deep arm triangle choke? Or are they similar enough that you can call it either one?
You could call it an arm triangle, or I'm used to calling it a head and arm, but it could be called either one. Arm triangle is correct. You could call it that. It's not wrong. You know, forever I've been calling it the head and arm choke. But, you know, I do that same choke. I used to get that with 16-ounce boxing gloves on. I have these fighting to defeat the floor, and I just go palm to palm. And how you distribute – I wouldn't do it sitting through. I do it almost like a sprawl. And how you distribute your weight on the arm is could be devastating.
Can I tell you a head and arm choke story real quick? That's in my head. 1991. The producer, director John Milius, who did Red Dawn, wrote Apocalypse Now, Conan the Barbarian, all.
Right.
He's a buddy of mine. So he goes, Bruce, you got to come train some jiu-jitsu with me. And I was kickboxing really heavily at the time, right? And I said, I've trained some jiu-jitsu. He goes, you never trained Gracie jiu-jitsu. So he takes me to Torrance, and this is 1991, 2 years before UFC. So we go into the dojo, and out comes this skinny young kid. And he goes, hi, my name is Hoyce. How are you? I go, good. My name is Bruce. He goes, come with me. He takes me into one of his padded up rooms, close the door. We're all alone. You know the story. You know where it's going. No. So he looks at me in the head. He looks me straight in the eye. He goes, I understand you're a kickboxer. He goes, that's very nice. He goes, come at me. Take my head off. Right. I said, you want to put on some gloves? He goes, no, let's do this. Right. So I'm a gamer. Right. So I go at him. Guys, I swear to God, 45 seconds, give or take 5 or 10. He's got me on the ground, a head and arm choke. He's choking me out. He goes, tap, tap, tap. So I tap. He gets up in the guard, straightens his gi, and he goes, see, isn't it nice not to get hit in the face, right? I'll never forget that. It was our little sparring session. And then he came out 2 years later, and I told everybody I'm watching the UFC with, I go, see that skinny little kid? He's going to beat everybody. Now, I had my own fair, as we all had as kids, number of street fights, and they all go to the ground. We all know how that works. right? Pretty much, unless you take care of business real quick. But I'm a dirty fighter. I'll bite. I'll do whatever I have to do. But after all the martial arts training I've had and everything, just for him to do that to me so easily the way he did,
yeah,
it was just, that was the beginning of the end. That was the beginning of everything right back then.
And also, it was refreshing because a year later than that, 92, the summer of 92, I was 18 years old and I was at Waterbury, Connecticut. I told the story many times. And it was Horion and Hoist. Doing a seminar at this Jeet Kune Do guy's, a Jeet Kune Do guy, Ron Wachowski, he put it together. And it was in Waterbury, Connecticut. And they were telling us about the premise of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. And
right,
we knew anybody, that kind of thing. And I'm thinking, I remember one, I remember thinking that was kind of crazy. Like, I didn't know if that would really actually happen on TV. I didn't know they would allow that. Like, it's like a blood sport. I remember thinking that. But I also remember thinking, I remember just being in love with just, wait a minute. And you know, as a martial artist from back then, I'm like, wait, there's no forms. There's no fucking katas. I'm not breaking any stupid boards. I'm just learning to keep a position where I can fucking do damage. I'm strangling. I'm doing arm locks. And then I'm trying to do it like with somebody not letting me. Dude, it was mind blowing at the time. It's something hard to process now for kids or people because they're growing up with it. But Bruce, back then we didn't know what really truly worked. Like, wasn't it amazing?
It was blood sport, Matt. It was like, what style's best? You know, how does this go? It was so different. You know, so different. And
people will never grow up not knowing. Like, they know what real fighting is now. Like, we always look at a movie or look to, or this guy might be the best act before the UFC. I know this has been said before, but unless you're an older person, these people growing up, they're growing up with the UFC at being 30 years old now.
That's right. And, you know, you said it yourself. Listen, I was first in line to see Chuck Norris, Bruce Lee, Seagal, Jean-Claude Van Damme. I was first in line to see every one of those movies. Now, like you, Matt, we have our own side, our own personal experience with fighting where we're doing it for real on the side. But, you know, when you see the movies, how many movies really have realistic fight scenes? Let's be real. Okay. I can pinpoint them. You can pinpoint them. But we're watching a movie. We're enjoying it. This brought reality to the picture, right, of what it's all about. And that's the beauty of it.
I can't believe it's been a little over 10 years since I suffered a head and arm choke. I think it was today Rashad put on his Instagram when he strangled me in a radio studio. I would always get guys to do things just to kind of see what it felt like. And that's a very unpleasant position to be in, to a head and arm choke standing.
Then why'd you get an erection?
What's that?
Nothing, Jimmy.
Why did I get an erection?
Did I hear erection?
Yeah, well, the blood had to go somewhere. It wasn't going to my head.
Hey, why take Viagra? Just go into a head and arm choke. Right?
Absolutely. If it worked, yeah, I'd have somebody just strangle me. The reason I'm kind of mad, had you trained jiu-jitsu often, Bruce?
No, back then I trained off and on. I was training with Chuck Norris's fighting partners in Malibu at an early age. I got a second-degree black belt in Tongsudo, the sister brother art to Taekwondo, which was Chuck's style coming out of the Air Force. But I left that because, I love to spar, I love to fight. But from the fighting that was happening, whether I was having fights on the beach as a surfer, or, you know, at school, you know, school, whatever, it wasn't, I wanted to do it for real. So I got heavily into kickboxing, right? Because I wanted to train, I wanted to fight, I wanted to either get knocked out or knock the other guy out. I wanted to go in it more with a more aggressive attitude. And when I was 32, I was training actually to have a professional fight because I wanted to say I just wanted to have one, right? Instead of the smokers and all that. And I got concussed twice and the doctor ordered me to stop. And, you know, he said that what you're going through, the slurring of your speech, the headaches, this will be every day of your life by the time you're mid-40s if you keep doing what you're doing.
And look at how ironic you make your living with your voice. Like, you know what I mean? Like if you were slurring at one point and then, you know, look what it would have cost you.
Exactly. Well, maybe after a bottle of Puncher's Chance, maybe I'll slur a little bit too. But, you know, get a good night's sleep will take care of that.
It's hard for me to see that aggression in you because you're such a nice guy. Like, I've never seen that. Other than when you're in the cage and you're introducing somebody, there's a little bit of that comes out.
Yeah.
I can kind of see the body movements and your face, but I can't see that desire to knock somebody out in your personality when I talk to you.
I grew up, my father was thank you, Jimmy, but I'm a very calm, cool cat. I'm a poker player. I'm patient. I'm cool. But I think like Matt, you can relate to this, Matt. Once we get pushed over that line, there's no going back, right? And so that's the line I don't want to cross.
Right.
So I try to diffuse situations as best I can. My father was a U.S. Marine, World War II, Korea, drill instructor, hand-to-hand combat, brig warden, the whole bit. I grew up this very tough Errol Flynn, Steve McQueen, and John Wayne rolled into one old breed, you know, kind of guy that we can all relate to, right? An amazing human being. He was teaching me fighting techniques at a young age and just the whole bit. And he probably got me in more fights and introduced me to more girls than any best friend I ever had in my life. So I had this kind of upbringing where he made sure I saw the bad side of life. I saw what could happen. And I did in more ways than one growing up in Philly and Texas. And quite frankly, in Malibu, believe me, if you saw Point Break, it sounds peaceful, movie stars, the beach and all that. But there's a lot of shit going on there once in a while, you know, as we all go through as young kids. So I don't take any crap. And I treat everybody with respect. I just treat everybody with respect. I don't consider myself better than anybody. Just don't try to announce against me and don't put your hands on me. You know, it's a real simple theory.
Yeah. Simple. By the way, Sunday, I know you are from Philly. And I know that those rotten Eagles have made it to the Super Bowl. So I guess you're very psyched.
I'm psyched. Philadelphia Eagles fan forever. I mean, listen, it's going to be a hell of a Super Bowl. I'll tell you guys, I only play blackjack. You know, I'm a poker player, but I do bet on football, right?
You do.
And the playoffs, I usually go 100% or 80%. I went 4 for 5 week one, 3 for 4 and 2 for 2 the other weekend. Here's my bet on the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm emotionally tied to the Eagles. I think Hurts, defense wins championships. Defense wins football games. I'm betting the boat on the Eagles. And I think it's -2.5. I got it at -1. I see the Eagles squeaking this out. I see a strong game, a defensive game. And I just see them reigning supreme. That's my pick.
If you saw and thought that the Chiefs were going to win this, would you have been able to bet against the Eagles or would you just refrain? Because I always, even on picks, we're not playing for money. I don't gamble, but I always kind of go with my heart. I'm just not good at doing that.
Yeah.
Would you have been able to bet against your team?
If you bet emotionally, you're usually going to lose more often than
yes,
win.
And I do.
But in the situation, if I thought that the Chiefs were a better team and the point spread allowed, like if the Eagles were +3 points, I would buy them to 3.5, knowing that Kansas City could win, but I'd still take the Eagles. But I'm not going to bet against the Eagles if they're favored right. by 1 to 3 points. It's the Eagles all the way.
Okay. Otherwise, you would just refrain.
No, I would never stop refraining. I got to have action on a game or I can't watch it.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Sunday and -1 and action, want to hear about my Sunday, guys?
Go.
Sure.
A fucking water pipe froze at my academy and flooded that shit.
Oh.
Look on my Instagram. So, dude. Oh. So, listen, man. I'm a guy. I've been in business a while. I got my ducks in order, I think. So I call my insurance guy. Hey, man, yo, we got fucking hit. I got tens of thousands. I got to have mold in the walls. We got to knock this shit open. Talk to me. Dude, I didn't have the right fucking, there's two different insurance when you got like a martial arts school. You know, you got your liability insurance, which I have. And for some reason, we didn't get the property insurance renewed or done. And then the guy starts coming back to me with, oh, man, but I told you, I got this email. I reminded you in 2010. 2010, motherfucker? 13 years ago? You told me I should have fucking, I thought we were on top of this. I don't know. He goes, oh, then again in 2018. I go, 5 years ago. How about this? I got the memory of a goldfish. You're my insurance guy. I should have everything fucking covered. You know what you're dealing with me. It's not like you just met me. Be in fucking order, but yeah, now it's too late. So anyway, guys, I'm just bitching at this point. Matt, I'm gonna see. I got my landlord's cool. You know, I'm taking a hit. But guess what? What did that Diana Ross say? I will survive.
That was Gloria Loring, I think. Gloria Loring, Gloria Gaynor.
Listen, Gloria Gaynor. I don't have Bruce Buffett's voice.
No,
but
no,
I will survive. I will. I don't know the words, great, but I know that's
bad. Matt, yeah. Remember one thing, insurance companies, yay, let's take care of you. This is what it is, $1,000 a month. Then something happens. They don't want to pay you, Matt.
No,
I know. Listen, part of it's my blame. I should have been a little, my thing is I took too much trust in people. Are we good? Yes, we're good.
You assumed you were good, yeah.
Yeah, but guess what? I wasn't good. But now I'm just venting. Yeah, I don't know why, because after this, I'm going there to clean up this motherfucking thing.
How much you think it'll cost the whole thing?
Like, yo, I go, let's leave it like a shithole for the fucking adjuster to get here and see what I'm getting. And then I'm not even covered. So I'm like, all right, I might as well mop this shit up.
How much are you going to cost, Matt?
It's going to be a penny. It's gonna
more than $20,000?
We'll see. But yeah. You know what? Let's be optimistic. I just want to vent to a couple of my buddies. We talked about Sunday and negative points or something.
Sure.
It was cold as shit on Saturday night. So, you know, but you know what's fucking crazy is, but listen, it is what it is. But I will survive. Things will be great. But I think I'll be open in like another day or so. You know?
Hey, I've been there. Five years ago in January, it was like a 9-degree day. A pipe burst in my bedroom that connected to my outside water, and the bedroom flooded and the office flooded. Like, it sucks.
But you know what they say about shit.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. I was insured.
You know what I do?
It happens, baby. It happens.
You know what I do, but I don't do it nearly as much as Bruce Buffer. I do cameos, but I don't do them as much as Bruce Buffer. You are voted, not voted, you are one of the top cameo clients, aren't you? Not clients.
As far as like people that do videos there, yeah, the cameo, I do videos through my site, brucebuffer.com, for businesses, and we have special championship introduction offers there. And I started, and then we do a tremendous amount there. Then on Cameo, I'm in their top 10%.
That's amazing. Know?
And I get partial proceeds to charity, military, animal, and children, but I've already grossed over $1 million in sales on Cameo.
That's crazy. I'm looking at your Cameo right now. I mean, first of all, Bruce is a guy to get a Cameo from because Bruce is an announcer. Personalized video is $375. That's not even that bad. That's pretty reasonable to get the voice of the UFC to do a Cameo. That is not an unreasonable amount.
People offer me much more than that. I'm not trying to brag or anything like that. Mm. I tried to make this at a point that was reasonable. I haven't changed the price in over 2 years, you know?
And you'll also, Bruce seems like a guy, like you're a guy who will give 100% in every cameo. It's why I love Snoop so much. I respect Snoop, everything he does. You're like, this is the gig, this guy's been fighting for this gig for 30 years. Like whether it's a beer commercial or some fucking side gig, Snoop acts like this has been his buildup for his whole career. So I really respect
that. Successful. Yeah. It's like, I look at everything I do. It's like, if I'm not going to give it 110%, then why the hell am I going to do it? You know? And when I walk into Australia, into the Octagon next weekend, guys, I've been doing this for 27 years, but every night I walk in that Octagon, I tell myself it's an audition. I have to prove to Dana and the powers that be, to prove to you guys, prove to the fighters, and especially to the fans, that I deserve this job. You know, so that's, I'm only as good. You'll never hear me say I did a 360, a 100, and blah, 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 blah. That's all great. It's all history. I'm only as good as I am today. You know,
well, did you, I'm sorry, Bruce, I'm always amazed at how well you do with the names. And also the thing that's not as easy as the names, the places they're from. A lot of times the name of the town or the cut, like, how do you get that? Do you write? Cause you look like you're barely glancing at your card. I mean, I'm a guy who trips over words all the time. I'm like, how the fuck does he get those so perfectly?
You know, when I say I don't rehearse, I don't. But when I'm preparing the cards, which is like anywhere from a 2 to 4 hour or more process, then when I land, the UFC is a well-oiled machine, as you guys know. They send us sound files of the fighters saying their names. So I'll get that and I'll write it phonetically on the card.
Okay. Right?
Now, while I'm preparing the cards, I'm absorbing everything in my head. When I'm in the Octagon doing my thing, whether in the fighter's face, in the middle, whatever, whether cards up here, down here, sideways, upside down, I can do this. Glance to the left and realize that Chuck Liddell was 6'2", right? Maybe it came off my head for a second. So no matter where I'm looking, I have this ability after all these years to look at that. But I don't want to stand center and read cards with all respect like most announcers do. I've got a lion inside me. I got to move. So I want to have that shit in my head, you know, ready to go.
Have you ever, first of all, what's the hardest name for you that you eventually got, but what was the hardest one for you? Was there one that you stand out like, fuck, that was the hardest one?
I'll take Khabib Nurmagomedov all day long. Names like Mike Swick, Frank Trigg, single syllable names. They're the hardest because you want to make them sound grandiose.
You want them to be elongated. It's hard.
You know, Frank Trigg. You know, I mean, instead of Khabib.
Yes.
Sorry, I was booing Frank Trigg.
He was booing Frank Trigg.
I was booing his referee physique the other night. I saw him.
I saw him too in the Fedor fight. Yeah.
And he must get on the treadmill, Frank. Cut the shit. Listen, I like to poke at him.
Yeah.
When I was a little bit of a barrel, when I was a little chubby, when I was 40 pounds heavier, he would take shots even after I knocked him out. He was.
He would take shots at you?
Well, one time asked Ally Aquinta, he asked me for Al's information to get on a podcast he was doing. Al goes on. Al's getting off the thing. He goes, hey, tell the beer keg I said hello. So he's being like, and Bruce, I don't know him like that. You know how I know him? I smacked him in the face. I knocked him out. That's how I know him. I don't know him too well. Who me? Like, if you said that, I'd be more like, Bruce, that's mean. But I wouldn't even get mad. But, you know, I don't know him like that. Shut the fuck up.
Well, I can't back up the fact. I can tell you one thing, that Frank takes a good punch.
Look, can I say something? I don't know how your eyes are, but there's your best friend. There's your best friend, Longo. I'm going to get him jealous.
Get him on.
I can't talk now. I'm going to put you on speaker, Longo. You are on UFC Unfiltered, and I just addressed the topic to Bruce Buffer about him trying to steal my BFF.
I love that guy.
You love that guy.
Hey, Ray, much love, my brother. Can't wait to spend time with you without Matt Serra at the table. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I know Bruce in a different light than you, so I have more of an appreciation for
him. Well, I was friends with him first, so take that. All right, I got to go. Okay. We're doing a show. I'm going to call you after. Say goodbye. I will be nice to him. Thank you, Longo. Goodbye, buddy. All right, Longo said to be nice to you, as you were.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Listen, he's a good man. I break his chops, but he did have a – next time you guys are having a dinner, I would like to be invited.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Pazone, yes. I think it was.
Yeah.
Good fucking place.
We're going to Newark. Way, we're coming to Newark in May. We're coming to Newark in May. That's the day right there.
I will be there. Let me ask you something, because I know I'm not holding you to it, but you kind of mentioned you sent me some products. you said that you're gonna send me some of your products. And I'm not sure what it was. You held it up. I stopped you because I wanted to ask you on air. Do you have a cologne? And what am I gonna say? Am I gonna smell like Bruce Buffer? Is my marriage in jeopardy when I put this on?
Your marriage is not in jeopardy. Basically, your marriage will be better than ever. The most sensual scent. I have a line of toiletries starting out with my cologne that's gonna be released in 40 countries. It'll be here in the United States. It's released in Europe now, but it'll be released in the United States in the next 2 months. But the It's Time cologne, right? Very, very, very incredible. It's very sensual. Women love it. And also women like to wear it too. I've not had a single complaint from a female or a male that's put it on. This is my baby right here. And that, along with that, there'll be toiletry lines like, you know, Axe body spray. Now there's the It's Time body spray.
Holy nice.
Shit. Right? Now how strong is that? Cause I'm an Axe man. I like to just do a little.
Yeah, but you don't want to walk in a room and people to go, you know, and birds to fall off the trees. You want to make sure you walk in the room and they're all smelling. But then you've got the deodorant. It's Time deodorant. Right?
Jimmy.
Good for you, Bruce.
And you're going to like this. I can see Matt in the shower now with soap butter rope. It's Time.
Shaped like an octagon. Very nice.
Yeah, there's so much more of this. So you'll be able to wake up in the morning. You can smell like Buff. And then later on in the afternoon, you can take the It's Time energy drink. This is the most natural. There's no sugar. It's full of vitamins, B vitamins, amino acids. Jeff Nowinski from USADA loves this, right? You can drink 4 cans of this a day and have no crash. It's nutritional. So this is like the finest one coming out. I'm so proud. This is going to be a huge seller. It's already, the orders are crazy.
A lot of caffeine in there?
200 milligrams per can, but it's from green coffee beans. Okay. All natural, right? So this is coming out, a line of nutritional products. This is all the stuff I have coming out in the next 2 months. I'm very excited about it. So you'll be able to wake up in the morning and smell like Buff. You can get energy like me, Octagon Energy from the It's Time Energy. And then at night you chill out with a little puncher's chance and relax.
No, because first.
Hashtag, get this, guys. Hashtag, I'm joking. Buff life. There you go.
I was going to say hashtag be like Buff.
We got Jamal Hill coming in, by the way. And I would take a shower with that little soap. And then I would put on the It's Time body spray. You got to shower with the soap first so you smell nice and clean. And then you put on the body spray afterwards and then you go out.
And I also have shower gels, everything coming out too, moisturizers, the whole bit. So
good for you.
In good shape. I'll get you guys everything. I promise.
You're such a smart business guy, Bruce. I mean, it's like, do fighters come to you and ask for advice or about your business sense?
Yeah, they do at times, but also I offer them at times too. You know, I love the fighters, male and female, both, you know, and the last thing, like, that's why I created my company. If you know, millions.co, millions.co, you can look it up. Go to millions.co, and we have the Shevchenko sisters there. We have a ton of fighters there. We create their merchandise lines, no cost to them. It has all the Cameo video capabilities. I'm trying to show fighters how to brand themselves right. and earn money aside from just the paycheck they're going to get the night they fight. They right. should be building. I'm a brand builder. They should be building their brands to their social media following and make money offering them something good. Like right now, I think Paulo Costa is going to come to millions.co and we'll have like the Secret Juice t-shirts out there. Like Derek Lewis, the moment he said, my balls are hot in front of Joe Rogan, I could have had that t-shirt available being sold all over the world by the next day. That's what millions.co is all about. I've got every professional athlete from football to baseball, soccer. I have thousands of athletes on that we create all this for. It's a big thing I started.
No, if you're an athlete, what do? You, how do they approach you? What do they say? Hey, man, I want
just
you
go to myself. Just go to millions.co
and
look up the site, apply. If you're a professional athlete, we're there.
What if you're a retired one and you got Kimura Savage t-shirt?
Matt,
look at the abs.
Matt, look at you. Matt, what the heck?
Sorry about that. I want to let you know that I'm staying on the mat.
Good for you. Matt, I'll have a merchandise line ready for you next week.
I want to talk to you about it. I do.
Okay, do me a favor. Send me a text or whatever, and I'll have my guy. I don't want to take your time on the show, but I have my partner, Brandon, take care of you. It's a huge company out of Canada. This is a big company. I'll have it taken care of. I'll have a whole Matt Serra thing done for you. Boom, you're done.
We're definitely talking about this. I think we have Jamal Hill coming in.
We do. I'm trying to get him in the room, but I'm wondering, it might have been, sometimes we have a little technical difficulty. So I told Jake, just bring him in, but he's not in yet. So maybe there's a slight issue. And I will say, while we're waiting for the light heavyweight champ to come in, I look forward to being invited to Bruce's house when I'm in Vegas so I could see those posters. Because I know that Bruce has some great posters. I'm dying to walk through the Buffer household and see all those posters.
Thank you. I've been a movie buff my whole life. We talked about this before, but I don't live in Vegas.
You're in Vegas.
No, I'm an old-time surfer. I live by the beach in L.A.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm there more often than Vegas.
You're welcome over anytime. But, you know, I've got the original King Kong, It's a Wonderful Life, Day the Earth Stood Still. I just love the artwork of the 40s, 50s, and 30s, 60s movie posters.
I think I've asked you this, but Museum Glass?
Say again?
Museum Glass?
Of course.
What a dumb question. Why would I ask Bruce?
You got to have the ultraviolet, otherwise they can fade, you know. I collect antique military weapons and artifacts. The only modern day weapons I have are for my own personal protection.
Bruce is a killer. Bruce is a fucking killer. Bruce is a killer.
No, who else is a killer? Baby.
Put the tuxedo in a bag, travel to the casino and come home, you know? Don't have to kill anybody, but it's all fun.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yeah. I want to talk to the champ, man.
What's going on, champ?
There he is.
There he's there. We're good.
I have to ask you, too. We love the video you did in response to Prochazka. You know, you seem to you guys seem like you're going to have a fun lead up to whenever you decide to fight.
I just saw him.
You did?
Yeah, I just saw him. He's over here. He's here at the PI, too. And the arms, bro. What made you take care? Hopefully he's feeling good. He's gonna be ready to go soon.
Oh shit!
Good.
Now, what made you think? How soon did you come up with? That's what she said. That was great. That was fucking great. I loved it. What made you think? It was great.
That's like the pretty immediate response thing that popped in the head whenever he's like, I'm coming. I'm coming. He's like, hey, I've heard this before.
Jimmy didn't know what you meant by it.
I had no idea because I've never heard that before.
Jimmy, you always fucking do this, Jimmy.
I can't help it.
Catch up. Need you to catch up, Jimmy.
I know. But I was very, very happy for you. I think a lot of people were. Did you feel like people were doubting you going in? Did you feel like people underestimated your ability to stay off the ground or to get back up or your takedown defense?
1,000%. I think they underestimate me now. Even still, you know, but that's cool, though. That's what comes with it.
The question, hey, Jamal. Jamal, let him underestimate you. There's a saying in business, always keep him guessing, right? You don't want people to know your 100% game plan. If they got questions about you or whatever, play that card, baby. Play that card.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel now that it... Oh, go ahead, buddy.
No, go ahead.
I was saying, how does it feel now that it's sunk in a little bit? Like you had the initial realization, and as like the next day came, and like how has it changed things for you, or has it changed things for you at all?
As far as like me personally, like me as a person, no, it hasn't really changed anything. Other thing is now I have to set new goals. Like all the goals that I had, I went out and I got them. So now I just want to raise the bar and set new goals and tackle those.
What about when you came home and you showed your kids the belt? How was that?
Yeah.
It was dope, you know, seeing my kids hold on to it. You know, it's heavy. You know, my young son, he kind of struggled with holding it. He smiled. He liked looking at it. You know, my daughter was more so mad about my face. But, yeah, she was mad. She don't like me when you punch my face. But, yeah. You know, they just happy for me to win, to see what I want to do. They don't really care too much about, you know what I mean, the whole show and all of that, the scope of things. They still kids. They don't feel the grasp, but they understand it. You know, it was funny though. My training partner Brett Martin, his son Dax, my little nephew. He started laughing. He had like a little moment with it, like he's like looking at it, like shining, and he just like was mesmerized by it. So hopefully we got a little future champion there.
You know, you just said something very interesting, because I've always been interested when a guy wins the belt. You've kind of reached the zenith, and like, you know, that was, and you just said I had to like change my goals a little bit. So how do you look at it? That was a really good way to say it. Like the next one is the motivation the same in defending as it is in achieving, or do you have to change the motivation a little bit because you've already gotten there? I mean, I know it's a fight, but I'm just saying the overall.
No, the motivation stays the same. I'm gonna be honest. I almost feel even more motivated now. And it's like, I want people to feel me, bro. Like, when people look back on my career and what I've done right here, I want them to really feel like I would never want to be, I would never want to step in there with this dude. I just want to submit my legacy to you right now. And to do that brutally with names.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that's how the goal changes. Then every fight now is one more goal in cementing the legacy, and you're also defending something they're trying to take from you.
Yeah, 100%. One way to stand out, one way to stand out in this era is to make sure nobody else can be called champion. Be selfish with that prestige, and I plan on doing that.
Have you been updated on Prochazka's injury? Is it when he might be ready? Do you guys have any kind of a tentative date?
No, we haven't really talked about that or nothing.
Let me say something about that. I was having dinner at a restaurant here with my boys, my godson and my nephew here right by the beach here, and who was there but Jerry, right? And he told me that shoulder injury he has is, the doctors told him, it's the worst shoulder injury they've ever seen, you know? And I'm wondering, how long is it going to take him to come back from that?
What exactly is the injury?
I don't know, but I heard it was like just really, and it was even publicized, just a really horrific injury. Injury. shoulders, that's like the most difficult joint in the body.
Yeah.
You know, so I hope he gets back. Here's my main concern. I want Jamal to fight the best of the best and make, as I always say, the most of the most financially, right? But I don't want a fighter to come back who's not 100% recovered, especially from a shoulder injury, that could just screw up his career for the entire future if he comes back to her.
I don't want to,
you know? And Jamal, I'm sure you want to fight. You don't want to hear you beat somebody, you fought somebody that wasn't 100%, you know?
Yeah, 1,000%. You know what I mean? I want him at his best.
Exactly.
I make my responses. I say my thing. Really, I just want him to focus on getting better. You know, focus on better, being better, healing up, you know, taking care of his body, which I'm pretty sure he does. And come back. We're going to run it.
He'll do it back. I give also him a lot of credit because he relinquished his championship belt with respect to you and the other fighters the way he did, knowing it's going to be a long time, rather than have an interim and Dana and the powers that be, you know, relinquish him of the belt. So I give Jerry a lot of credit. That's a class move on his part.
Yeah, me too. But shit, man, this is the fight game. You get locked in the cage with him, kick him right in that fucking shoulder. Right in the shoulder. That he healed up. You go right for that fucking thing like the Terminator.
Hey, what did Overeem do to Brock Lesnar after his diverticulitis operation?
He went right for it.
Front kicks to the gullible of the stomach, right? All fight long, you know?
And if it's not Prohaska, what are they looking at? Ankalaev? Like, let's just, if the injury is what Bruce is indicating and he's not going to be ready anytime soon, would you be willing to take another fight, or is that the guy you have your eyes on?
You know, 100%. Like, he's not the only name. He's not the only name. There's names. I'm coming for everybody. You know, it may sound like a weird thing, me being a champion, but I'm coming for everybody. You know, I'm coming.
Yes, now you're coming. Yes.
Well, Jamal, look, congratulations. We just wanted to touch base and just tell you how much we're really happy for you. And it was great to see. And it was great to see so many people doubt you and just to see how well you fought. And you know, I'm sure we'll talk to you again before your next fight. But enjoy it, man. You earned it, and everybody's really happy for you.
Hey, let me, Jamal, do you in your off season, do you enjoy a good bourbon?
I do.
Well, let me do this. Get the guys, will you get me Jamal's address? Jamal, I'm going to send you a bottle of my award-winning Puncher's Chance bourbon, right? This is the top five best-sipping bourbon in America. Just my gift to you. Little congratulations on your achievement. So if you make sure I get your home address or a mailing address, let me ship you out a nice bottle and enjoy yourself. And big cheers to you and a toast from me, my friend.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to mail you some reefer. No, I'm only kidding. When I see you, we'll get together.
Jamal, take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again.
Bye, champ. Take care.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I was only joking about the reefer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That was
Matt.
Interesting to hear him say that, though. The changing the goals. Because I always ask guys, how do they, like, you know, it does change something when you're the guy with the target. But I guess that you just got to change what your goal is going to be. And now his goal is to be one of the best ever.
I think Jamal's goal, being the humble individual that he is just, you know, like Chuck Liddell, just put him in front of me, fight anybody, anytime. Let me do my job. You know?
Yeah.
And by the way, a couple of things. Devin Clark, he
tremendous.
Tonight. Yeah, he did a great job.
Tremendous.
No, he did a great job in his fight versus Chung. And he was just consistent.
Relentless.
His takedowns were beautiful. His ground control was very nice. He fought off some hard switches. It was and he looks more comfortable on his feet with the striking, you know. Yeah. less predictable, say, you know. And also Marcin Tybura.
Yeah, over Blagojevich. Yeah.
But he did. I know. Jimmy, come on.
I like Blagojevich. I enjoy watching him fight. I like his little stocky combinations. He's just an entertaining guy to watch fight. And, you know.
It was very frustrating.
Yeah.
Marcin control him, where, you know, everything from the outside is easy. But I'm like, oh. Like, I just saw, like, there had to be a little bit more. It doesn't have to be a fast scramble, but he was almost out several times, but he was afraid to actually put his back to the floor to go to half guard to get out. And that's a process that he'd have to do. Otherwise, he's going to get control the whole round like he did. Yeah. So I'm looking at it being like, oh, no, that's right. You're stopping right there. What are you? Just keep facing him. But that's the jiu-jitsu man in me. And I was just, it was very frustrating because it was a winnable fight, you know? And don't get me wrong, props to Marcin. Yeah, yes, sorry. Thank you, Bruce. I should have had you say it to begin with. Oh, by the way, Duho Choi versus Kyle Nelson. It's so funny. Sometimes I look at certain things in a fight, and I'm like, I want to bring that up because that was excellent. Kyle Nelson using the power half Nelson was fucking awesome. He had one hook in, and the guy and Choi's back was up against the cage on all fours, so he couldn't get the other hook in. So what'd he do? Boom, palm up behind his neck, arm under the far underhook, and he gets a power half. So he'd be underneath and he'd have here the palm up behind his neck. So even though he had one hook in, he couldn't posture up. He was destroying Choi's posture. So he kept him bent over. And I don't know. It's just something that stuck out in my head because it's underused. Well, guys just go for a seatbelt, and next thing you know, oh, they slide off when they're on bottom.
Matt, were you surprised that was a majority draw? That was, a majority draw, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say I thought that Nelson won it.
Especially after he lost a point. He lost a point for headbutting.
Oh, and first of all, that I thought was a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't think the guy meant to headbutt him. It was one of those. I don't think you're in a fight. I don't think he went to come down. It was one of those where it happened. But shit, hey, dude. Hey, Chris Lytle, nicest guy in the sport. 50 fucking stitches, first round. Shit happened. That was from a headbutt. Like,
man, you guys bring up headbutts. All I can think about is the early days of the UFC when I was watching Mark Coleman just drop that head of his into people. It's just like people don't realize how brutal the UFC used to be.
Yeah, they took away his main weapon in his arsenal when they took that fucking big bowling ball head. When you can't use that, Coleman's like, what do you mean pass a guard? But anyway,
brutal.
I mean, you get past the legs and Hulk smash. I don't know, but hey, man, really. And who else did we have? Adam Fugit. Forget about it. He did great. Fuck it, Jimmy. Fuck it did fucking great. He went in there and said, fuck it.
Yep. Yes, he did.
Bruce, I just wanted you to know, between both of us, I'm not the comedian. Sometimes people get confused.
Honestly, yes, they do.
Matt, I think you're one of the most natural comedians walking the face of the earth. You don't tell jokes. You just talk, right? There's some people that are naturally funny, okay? And you're friggin' hilarious. I've never had a moment with you, whether we're on the road in an airport or otherwise, that I am not laughing, okay?
Well, Jimmy has many moments like that.
I have had a large amount of moments.
Look at his face. It looks like somebody just put him in a aura. Sometimes I say stuff and Jimmy just, he actually lets out an audible, and you know, he keeps me in check, Bruce.
Yep. Yep.
All right, Bruce, I want to know we went over most of your products. What else? Give us, what else is going on with Bruce Buffer? Come on, man.
I'm working on a couple projects, you know, involving Hollywood and stuff like that. But one thing I've learned about in Hollywood, you never talk about them until they're signed.
That's right.
You know, the camera's running. So all that. My main concentration right now is to build Puncher's Chance into a $500 million plus brand, which I'm working on strong, and all these other products. I just side myself with the best business people, but I got to have quality products or I don't represent it. I'm not a whore for the money. I'm out there to do everything correctly and do it right. And Matt, just looking forward to a whole bunch of UFCs this year, traveling the world, And just taking care of my loved ones and my family, just doing what I live every day to do, which is take care of my family. You know,
I have a question for you, Bruce. And this is, I like travel questions. You're going to Australia for this, this amazing Volkanovski, Makhachev fight. When do you get to Australia? Like, how far in advance will you go?
Well, usually internationally, I like to arrive instead of a Friday night into Vegas and home on Sunday. Australia is going to be 26, 27 hours in a tube to get there.
Yeah.
So I leave Tuesday night and I arrive in Australia Thursday.
Right? Wow.
It's like a form of time travel.
Yeah.
Where I leave Australia Sunday night and I get back, or rather Monday, and I get back here Monday morning before I left Australia. Right.
Right.
It's the one area you do get jet lag from if you don't time your sleep pattern. So anyway, I land on Thursday. Then the government's got a really cool thing. 4 hours after I land, they're taking John Anik and a bunch of us out to a personal animal tour, you know, because there's amazing zoos and animals. So we're getting a real heads up personalized animal tour and then like a 5-star dinner and wine tasting.
Nice.
So that's my first day in. So I probably won't recover from travel and that until Friday will be my recover day. And I just train. I usually, when I land, Matt knows this, I'll hit the gym. I do cardio, you know, get my blood working again. And it's Australia. It's one of the greatest countries in the world. It's an amazing country to travel and visit. So I'm going to at least have a day and a half to enjoy the, or 2 days to enjoy Australia and then get in that octagon and do what I love to do.
Can you, are you a good sleeper on a plane?
I can sleep standing up in an airport. I can sleep anywhere. Ah. That's one thing I've learned.
So listen, man, what else we got, gentlemen? I think we did a lot.
And no, you, by the way, just to tell Bruce, you will have internet on Australian domestic flights for Qantas.
Are you serious?
I would investigate that, Bruce. I hated them when I flew them, and I hated that they didn't have that, and they treated me terrible. But anyway, I would investigate that and just make 100% sure. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the internet is wrong right now, but they didn't have it at all when I was on it.
Well, it's not like it hasn't happened before if I missed the ball. Anyway, whatever it is, you know, you got to go with the flow, babe. You got to
absolutely. Like that's why you're you, know, you and I'm like, me.
Got to be like water. You know, you can't let this stuff affect you.
I am. I freeze. Yeah. All right, Bruce, you're a delight. I really have a great trip to Australia, and we'll see when you get back.
Get all your products, Bruce. Where do we go? Where
yes.
do we go to get your products?
Okay, follow me on Instagram at Bruce Buffer UFC for all the announcements. For Puncher's Chance Bourbon, if you want to, it's in all the stores. You can go to puncherschancebourbon.com and you can put in your zip code, you know, the stores near you where you can buy Puncher's Chance, or you can order right on the site and have it shipped right to your door. Otherwise, just follow me on Instagram. I'll make all the announcements. All the other products come out in the next couple months. But get Puncher's Chance and enjoy the Australian UFC. I'm telling you, it's, guys, I don't BS. Okay. I never lie. Unless you play poker against me, I'm going to lie with my teeth because I want all your money. Okay. All your chips. But I'm telling you the truth. This is the fine. If you like bourbon, this is the sweet nectar of the bourbon gods. That's all I'm going to say.
That's great, man.
Yeah. I have faith in you, Bruce. Your stuff, you know, you operate at a high level. So I'm not surprised that it's good. And congratulations. I'm happy for you.
Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate that. Congratulations to you guys. I really enjoy being on your show. I always do.
Anytime.
And, Matt, you and I go back longer than long. So it's awesome.
Dude, we'll
big cheers and no fears to you, boys.
100%. Yes, buddy.
We'll do it again soon. We will.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome, man. Fella, Jimmy, I'll see you in a couple of days.
And Matt, before we go, I want to plug two things. One, you can see me Wednesday night at the Comedy Cellar. I'm doing an hour around the corner. And we also got to plug our socials. I keep forgetting. UFC Unfiltered, whatever app you're using, just follow us on there if you want to get updates or whatever. To our socials, just go there. I'm a terrible
please plug. Check out my podcast too, my YouTube channel, Bruce Buffer It's Time podcast on Fight Pass and on YouTube.
Absolutely.
Hey, man.
All Matt, right, good seeing you, pal.
Good to see you guys. Thanks, man.
Goodbye,
Matt. You, those guns, Matt, you are just looking like you. Look at you.
The abs.
Oh, he loves it. He Matt, I've got a six pack too, but I'm not gonna. Oh, god, here we go.
Yeah.
If I did that on your show, I know what you'd do with those pictures, so I'm going to leave it alone.
See you, Bruce.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.